house up on the hill. Girls and boys, same one.
By the way, what joking words did you use? What joking words would you use for the toilet? Would you call it?
I don't know.
Privy.
Privy. Yeah.
And just one for everybody.
And there was the one stove, and they did furnish the wood, but you had to kind of gather up and make the best of the wood, because they never had good kindling wood. And I had a little hatchet that I always keep me a little box of kindling wood ahead, so I'd be sure I'd get my fire started. And I was scared of my shadow. Honest to gosh, I was. Well, anyhow, to make a real long story short, everybody, my mother was so proud of me. I'd got a school and I was teaching school. And I was making $37.50 a month. Script, no, what they call that? County script.
Script? And what year was this?
Gosh, I don't know.
Let's see, it would be...
Well, it must have been about 1913 I finished there. It was about 1914. Because it was right away afterwards. It was one of my first jobs. Mm-hmm. But now, it's going to end in the climax here in a minute. And it's not long off. Anyhow, went along. First week, I did just fine. Came home on Friday night. Folks came down with a horse, and everything went fine over the weekend. Mm-hmm. The second week, well, they didn't get there. The weather was bad. I better come home on the caboose. Well, I knew if they wasn't there at a certain time, I had to go down and wait at this little old station depot for the train, and then flag them down to pick me up. Well, that wasn't too good. That wasn't too bad. I knew I was going to have to do that. Came home the second week. Well, in the meantime, the school board was to have a meeting on Thursday night of that week. And the school board head, president of the school board, was also the county judge in the county, Judge Finger, but he lived down there. Meaner than hell. Hope that didn't go on. Yeah, it was mean. And he didn't much approve of me anyhow. I don't think I was too little and not mature enough. And I found out afterwards he had said that, but I didn't know then. But anyhow, at the school board meeting, well, I attended as the secretary to the school board, but I did not take shorthand. But I knew quite a little bit about, I could type real good, and I knew how to abbreviate a lot. So I kept up with my minutes just real good. And it came almost to the end of the meeting, and they all called me Miss. It's the only time in my life I was ever called Miss. Sister Irene. Now we want you to understand one thing from now on. You'll have to stay here over the weekends and be here on Sunday mornings. And I guess I opened my mouth or screamed or something. I don't know what I did, but anyhow, he said, now just calm down. He said, I'll explain it to you. He said, your contract says you're a teacher, and that's what you're hired to be. And says, on Sunday, we'll expect you to teach the Sunday school. And with that, he laid a Bible on my desk. Well, it wasn't even my desk. It was just an old rough table was my desk. And I stood up, and I don't know yet how I ever did, but I stood up and I said, you mean tell me I've got to teach Sunday school every Sunday and be here? Besides teaching school every day of the week but Saturday, I can't go home. He said, that's what I just got through telling you. And I had a little old worn out pocketbook. I never will forget it. A little old black pocketbook to look dignified. My mother had me carrying the black pocketbook and a white handkerchief in it. I took my school contract out of that pocketbook and tore it into bits and threw it on the table, and I said, just get yourself another teacher. I'm going home.